Welcome to the Tech Webcast Podcast, episode 424, recorded on the 22nd of April 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at noon Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. You can also support your favorite podcast at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Brad, Aldwin, Daryl, and welcome back to Jacob Jones. And our very special guest is Jeffrey Slater.
Thank you for having me on. It's nice to be on discussing, you know, the technologies where things are going. So thank you.
Could jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL, Still Spinning on YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com/stillspinning3. That's the number three, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter. And we thank Kevin and Still Spinning for supporting Tech Webcast.
Tech Webcast, streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands. Brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around Geek Heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now, holding brain hands.
Good afternoon, Brad.
Son?
What, Pop?
Hello.
I need a website. Well, if you're like Pop and you need a website, why not get on the internet and type furiousmarketing.com.au. They build all types of websites and can also help you with marketing your website. Furious Marketing can also be found on Facebook at Furious Marketing. So for all things website and marketing, you should be following furiousmarketing.com.au.
Is they furious at me?
No, that's their name and the ad's over.
There you go. Welcome, Daryl.
Yes. So that was my couple of recordings from earlier this morning.
Explain, Daryl, about them two ads before we get into the guest and have a chat with Aldwin.
In the past, or up until, you know, recently, we sort of had the, like, our sponsors, Still Spinning and Furious Marketing. I would just read them out as, you know, lots, if you like, live as part of what we were doing. So Brad and I were talking. So the other day I said, well, why don't I just record them, which makes it easier for us to then, you know, slot them in wherever we want to in the show. And, I thought I'd muck around and try and, inject a bit of humour into it rather than it just purely being a reading of the sponsors. So that's why, you know, that's why Pop came on for a visit. And, you know, and so
is
and
he, I was... Does he just know how to use technology, Daryl?
I don't know. What's this Facebook thing that you talk about?
But, yeah, I shouldn't, because I'm getting to that age now myself. I'll be 55 next week, so if I'm starting to talk, you just have to sort of cut me off. But, so it's just to inject a bit of, I hope,
that's cool,
a bit lighthearted
cool.
In the sense. But we do appreciate our sponsors and in Still Spinning and Furious Marketing, because it does help keep the podcast running. And so we hope that they won't be too upset with Pop making an appearance.
Jacob, is he your Pop?
I don't know. Who is my Pop?
Yeah, so, yes, yeah, so we're all going to be this is going to degenerate into a sort of like something from the Marx Brothers or something like that. It's just going to degenerate. But as I was saying to Brad offline before we started, I mean, It used to be, you know, when as I said, when I was a kid back in the day, it was, and it's all, you know, it all hooks up to things like we've talked about vinyl and stuff in the past, and yeah. You go back to the days of cassette tapes, and not only did you have music on them, but with the blank tape and a cheap cassette recorder, you were actually able to hear your own voice. And to all the young'uns out there now who go, well, duh, no one except, you know, people in recording studios in those days ever got to hear their own voice recorded back at them. So now it's just a natural thing. But then, like, you know, in the 70s, if you like, or the late 60s, early 70s, it wasn't. And it was like, you know, we'd get a cassette recorder and we'd put a blank tape in a cousin and I, and we'd just record all these silly voices and do all this stuff, and we'd play it back. And I mean, and so you heard your own voice for the first time. So I guess I've not really grown up.
Believe it or not, cassettes are back, and
they're back
big time, and they're selling well, and, you know, they're everywhere, you know. So how's your week been, Daryl? Just real quick before we go to Jake.
Yeah, you know, it's been a good week here. Busy rehearsing Life of Brian. So that launches or at the end of May we will be it's opening night for Life of Brian. So I've been sort of in the evenings, you know, for the last 4 or 5 days just rehearsing, and I've got to go to rehearsal again at 5 o'clock this afternoon for an hour. So but other than that, yeah, it's been a good week, and we're moving to Office 365 at work. So I might even be able to have a play with Skype for Business and see what that's like. So yep.
All right. So we've got Jacob Jones back. He's been away for a few months. I don't know where he's been. He's probably been overseas or climbing up mountains or whatever he's doing, or robbing banks, or I don't know what he's doing. Jacob, welcome.
Brad.
What have you been up to, mate, for the past, I don't know, 2 months or a month? What have you been up to, mate?
Just working and relaxing and cleaning outside and all that type of stuff.
And what do you do for work?
Just help you.
Okay. So you got some good questions for Jeremy today? For Jeffrey?
Yes, and I've been reading some stories. The 8-tracks are trying to come back as well.
Yes, indeed. They are indeed. Now, on Wednesday, this week, on the next week, probably I'm going to show you something next week, mate. You won't believe it.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay.
Yeah, no, 8-tracks are coming back, mate. They're unbelievable. They are coming back. So it'd be interesting to see what's going to happen with this sort of stuff.
The way it's going, the Edison machine will be making a comeback. The way they're sort of regressing back into the past, we'll find a few Edison cylinders and we'll
I still can't get my head around all this vinyl stuff. You know, I love vinyl and that sort of thing, but I still can't get my brain around how vinyl's come back. You know, young people are getting into vinyl now. You know, it's unbelievable.
Oh, it's all new. It's all new to them. So that's the thing. It's not you know, for me, it's an old technology just reinvented or brought back out of the mothballs. But for younger generations, you know, the millennials and all the rest, this is even though it's an old technology, it's new, and it's like, oh, we've never done that before. So I think that might be part of it. But yeah
definitely. And also a shout out to Kevin Carpenter too, who does the great YouTube channel. Who's still spinning YouTube channel. Check out that if you want to check out what he does. And
yep,
does a great job on his videos and does unboxings. And I think he's doing stuff for Record Store Day tomorrow.
Cool.
I think, anyway. Jacob, what about you? What have you been up to, mate? Anything exciting? Or?
Nothing really, but other than cleaning, yeah. I've been doing pretty good. Had a good Easter.
Good stuff, mate. Alderman, do you need any cleaners at your place?
Actually, no, I've got a cleaner. I'm all good for that, thanks. It'd be a bit hard to get Jacob over from America for that. I think he'd be better off doing some local jobs. Great to be on the show today, and I'm very excited to introduce our guest. We've got the amazing Jeffrey Slater with us today. Jeffrey is coming to us from Sydney today. He's actually based in Byron Bay, from America originally, and he's a best-selling author, international speaker, philanthropist, thought leader, social entrepreneur, and producer. We're in for a real treat today. He's a very switched on guy in the world of entrepreneurialism. And he's just launched something very exciting called Business Brotherhood. So we'll talk a bit more about that. And I've had an awesome week. I've been doing some promo for a guy called Chris Knight this week, who does the Australian Buddy Holly show. And we've been having a lot of fun doing some videos and marketing. And this weekend I'm actually in Brisbane at a three-day public speaking training event with a guy called Sean Clark, who's also awesome. And it's great to be on the show again. And you've had a great week, I guess, Brad?
Yeah, so it's been a good week, apart from other stuff happening, but I won't talk about that. But the tech webcast site will be down for a little bit because I'm moving to a new web hosting and that sort of stuff. So there won't be much on that site for a little bit, so that should be
okay
soon. So anyway, yeah. So yeah, if you still want to listen to the podcast, you can on SoundCloud and my blog and on iTunes as well.
And yeah, the best place is to jump onto iTunes and subscribe. Yep. And if you've got devices like Android phones or iOS phones, you can always grab the Tech Webcast iOS Android app.
Don't tell them to get the app because
what's happened?
Anyway, we can more details at the end. I've got so much good stuff I want to ask Jeffrey.
The episodes don't go onto the app.
So let's get stuck into the interview, shall we, guys?
Yep, go ahead.
So, Jeffrey, now you're in Sydney. You've been travelling around Australia doing the Business Brotherhood tour. How is that going?
Yeah, it's great. The Business Brotherhood is really a sense of camaraderie, and we get a bunch of guys together. This is kind of what happens. Guys just hang out, enjoy themselves. So welcome to the Brotherhood.
Thank you.
So I'm the odd one out here.
Are we part of the Brotherhood now?
You're officially part of the Brotherhood now, and Alvin, you're hanging out in the Brotherhood.
Yay! I feel so blessed and honored. That's so cool. I'm balancing it out with a bit of estrogen today. So
at least then something will get done, you know, which is good. We're going to move forward. I can feel it.
Awesome. Now, the Brotherhood thing, now this is pretty major. There's a big shift happening across the world with energy. It's actually the end of a 40-year cycle. We're coming to some very strong sisterhood, Mother Earth, nature, energy. And the Brotherhood thing, can you explain a bit about why you started the Brotherhood and why this is so important today?
Well, over 150 dudes kill themselves in Australia alone every month. And after working with 3 million people in 13 different countries, and generally I was in front of about 60-70% women in the transformation space in the area of leadership and transformation and building businesses. And I've slowly over time in the last year seen an increase in men kind of wanting to go more inward to reflect on themselves and discover, I guess, the technology that is to be human. And there's this awakening going on where the guys are starting to wake up. And so are obviously the women are too, but if the women can have a women's circle, I think it's good to get the guys together too. And to prevent a lot of the suicide that's going on. And also I find that with CEOs, when they get together with other CEOs, they tend to share ideas and resources, and a sense of camaraderie gets built, which is used to grow businesses and life itself, you know, and basically have a better life.
Yeah, awesome. And your background is extremely diverse, and you've done some phenomenal things. You've spoken on some of the biggest stages in the world. You really are working with a lot of entrepreneurs nowadays. That's your big focus. And you got a book recently that came out. Can you explain a bit about that?
Yeah, I came out with a book called The Evolutionary Entrepreneur, and it's how ancient wisdom is affecting billionaires, industry icons, and really those next-level thought leaders and high-performing entrepreneurs in the awakening process. And it's pretty incredible book, and it's a little edgy, and it's also a little disruptive, and I speak about the unspeakable in there because that seems to be what needs to be talked about.
Yeah, great. Fantastic. All right. Well, there's a million questions I can ask, but I'll open up to the Brotherhood here on the show, and who wants to speak next? Go for it.
Go ahead, Jacob.
Okay. Well, I have a list of questions I made.
Awesome.
So, how did you start your business?
How I started my business was by making a lot of mistakes as early as possible. And then instead of kind of stopping when they made mistakes, I just made mistakes, learned from them, and adjusted. And I still make a lot of mistakes today. So I wanted to get it perfect when I began, and I found that I'm never going to get it perfect. And the only way to move forward is to be perfectly imperfect. And that's kind of how I started, was to make a lot of imperfect steps.
Okay. And when did you start your business?
Well, it depends which business, but I mean, my first business was in college. I started trying to bring technology solutions to the music industry, and I quickly realized that that wasn't for me. And out of school, I managed to burn through about $30,000-$40,000 starting that company, and didn't really get off the ground. And then kept going. But the first one was in college. Actually, there was another one before that, which was selling candy in my junior high.
I pulled one from, I made a question now of stuff from your website. In what ways can you help people who are building their businesses?
You know, each person is quite different depending on what inflection point they're actually in. And so one of the ways I work with entrepreneurs is often their leadership and their relationship to themselves as self-awareness. You know, we talk about technology on this podcast, this is technology, and there's a story of a group of NASA scientists that were working on building a quantum computer. And they were really excited that they had finally built a quantum computer, which I guess would be the ultimate technology. And when they finally built the ultimate technology, this quantum computer, they realized that they forgot to celebrate the technology that built the technology, which is the human vessel, which is a human being. And I feel that where we're moving right now is we're actually discovering more about this technology as a human being. And what I've seen when people engage with the ultimate technology, which is the organic matter, which is the human vessel, then what happens is their leadership goes up, their self-awareness goes up. And then when their self-awareness and their leadership goes up, they actually create more empathy in their companies. And then there's more engagement with their emerging leaders. And their emerging leaders actually create more profits. So all in all, it's kind of this, the ultimate technology is capitalized on. So what I do is I work with people on their relationship to themselves as a technology, as a human being.
Okay. Yeah, one more. I have two more, but it'll be okay. One of them is, what tech do you use in your daily basis?
Sorry, what deck?
What tech? Technology.
Oh, technology. Well, my favorite technology is the technology of being human, but and I think it's a forgotten one. But as far as technology, one of the things I absolutely work with and love to work with is obviously a laptop. I mean, the laptop allows us to do business anywhere in the world as long as we have a Wi-Fi connection, and I think that's pretty incredible. And my father was really a part of that movement of he was the co-founder and CEO, first CEO and co-founder of a company called Odesk, which is an outsourced company. So I grew up around it, and that was part of the company before that was a software company he started. So I grew up around technology in Silicon Valley, and I'm grateful for it. And what I'm discovering though is that the real technology is us.
Okay. And my last question is, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this job now?
If I wasn't, I don't see what I found in working with businesses like with myself and others is I love what I do. So I see it as I'd be doing exactly what I'm doing right now, which is talking with you guys, whether I was paid or not, because this is what I do and it's something I love. And so if we can get as many people as possible out there doing what they love, then ultimately they're enjoying themselves and they're not trying to get anywhere other than where they are.
All right. I'll pass baton over to Brad.
I'll just add to that, as they say, if you love what you do, you never have to work another day in your life. I love that saying. But just back, sorry, Brad, before we go to you, it's just an incompletion there for me in that in one of those answers. There's just the one around the technology you use. So you mentioned a laptop, Jeffrey. So what type, do you use a Mac? Do you use PC? What kind of technology and what kind of phone, what brand? And what are you finding that entrepreneurs nowadays are using? What kind of technology as far as laptops and phones?
Well, you know, I mean, I was frustrated with the iPhone 7 because I got to have that adapter. So the new iPhone, whatever that one is. And so I'm the kind of guy that's like, I will make my technology last as long as possible till it becomes a little bit outdated. I'm not the guy in the lines at the iPhone store to get the latest technology, but I am the guy that will when I hear that there's a necessary technology that's needed, I'll get it. So how the laptop, I obviously use a Mac. I find that very good to be able to create content and create videos. And the other thing is obviously an iPhone, but I have yet to upgrade to the newest iPhone.
Uh-huh. Got it. Thanks, Jeff. That's great. Brad, you got anything to add?
Yeah, I do. So Jeff, so you're living in Byron Bay now. Is that correct? How long have you been living in Byron Bay for now?
Byron for about 2 years. I love Byron.
Awesome spot, mate. Awesome spot. So you lived in, where did you live before that?
I lived in Manly Beach, but originally I'm from there. Before I was there, I was from Silicon Valley.
Nice.
And then before that I was from Hawaii, originally from Hawaii.
Have you ever met Robert Scoble before?
No, I have not.
Oh, you should meet him. Should check. Yeah, he's into VR stuff. Are you into VR and that sort of technology?
I hear it's coming online more and more, and actually what I've recently heard is quite interesting. I was having a conversation, is that the phone itself might even become obsolete. Like,
yeah.
You know how we have like the actual iPhones and Samsungs, these will become obsolete. Well, we're no longer going to be holding something anymore, which is quite interesting.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So you don't use it. What sort of phone do you use? What technology do you like? What's your favorite technology you like to use every day?
Favorite technology is myself and working with other human beings. But then as far as technology, would be obviously my phone. I love my phone. I think it's amazing how you can do anything with the iPhone. Oh, exactly, now.
Yeah. Exactly. The iPhone's awesome. I'm trying to get Alderman onto the iPhone, but she won't go to it.
I'm attached to my Samsung.
I had the Note 2, but I hear they're dangerous on airplanes.
Yeah. Well, so far so good. They do get a bit hot when I charge it though, lately. So yeah. Anyway, but yeah, I'm a bit like you with some technology, Jeff. I kind of wait till things die before I move on to the next thing, or until it, you know, it's still doing the job for me. And I guess
it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's still working. It's still working. So,
so what else, Jess? What else can you tell us about what you do, Jeffy? What are social media apps? What sort of apps do you use on your phone?
You know, I find with business that you really only want to focus on a couple mediums, or else you get distracted. So I mainly focus on Instagram and Facebook. I know there's so many different apps right now, and you know how. Speaking of that. That what I find with entrepreneurs today, not high performing entrepreneurs, is that they're trying to be on every single platform. Right. I just say, just pick two and nail them, you know, maybe Instagram and Facebook and focus on those two. But you know, what's amazing is these social media apps have replaced, and podcasts like yours have replaced, mainstream media. It's quite an interesting turn of the tides.
Exactly. And one last question. I just want to see what's your view on Gary Vaynerchuk, what he does. I think
Gary Vaynerchuk is an incredible human being that's doing the work to be on the cutting edge. So I got a lot of respect for Gary, and people should definitely check him out. Definitely. And I think he's got a lot to offer.
Have you met him before? Have you spoke to him? Met him?
No, I have not. I have not. And I'm sure I will in my journey through what I do. I will end up engaging with him in some sort of way, but I have not met him.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
Funny, It's funny you mentioned Gary Vaynerchuk, because just this morning I messaged a link to Gary Vaynerchuk to one of my friends in Brisbane. And Gary Vaynerchuk, for those that don't know, he started something called Wine Library TV and became very successful with that, and is very, very switched on entrepreneur. And no doubt your paths will cross, Jeff. I do want to ask another question about this. You know, you're talking about your favorite technology is human beings, is people, is yourself. So how can you optimize the technology that is the human being?
Well, it goes down to optimization. So the same way we upgrade our computers, what if we could get an upgrade? And I don't mean adding a chip into us. I mean like biohacking. I mean, some of these ancient medicines actually update us. And one of the things I talk about in my book is my experiences through the jungles of Peru and other working with executives in the jungles of Peru and working with biohacking, which is essentially working with medicines like ayahuasca, wachuma, and other medicines to basically clean us out so that we can actually see and experience more. See, as human beings, as the ultimate technology, what if we were actually meant to see sound and hear color? I know it sounds a little crazy, but we only see 1/10 of a billionth of the light spectrum. And what I'm sharing with us is that we are massively, as a technology, essentially we are ready to be upgraded as human beings. And this is what's actually going on. And this is what I'd like to do, is work with people to upgrade them, upgrade their software and in them together.
Awesome. All right. That's awesome. Very, okay. Very exciting.
I think Jacob's got a question. Go ahead, Jacob, or a comment you want to say to Jeff. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, Jeff, your Facebook stuff link is full, so I have to give you my link directly.
Cool.
Okay. Well, it's good to be in demand, Jeff. That's cool. What about Daryl? Have you got questions for Jeff?
When you were saying upgrading human beings, I sort of immediately, because being a Doctor Who fan, I immediately thought of the Cybermen, you know, like, we are going to upgrade you, you know, and that, if anyone's a Doctor Who fan out there, you'll know exactly what I mean.
Like, yeah.
The Cybermen, their main aim is taking everybody and upgrading them. Getting back initially when you were first talking there, you were talking about, you know, suicide and the brotherhood and a number of people men who commit suicide. I mean, I live in a rural community, so it's even, I guess, more of a problem where I am because of the isolation and that many men feel. We have here in our town a men's community shed, which has been a great way of men, you know, whether they've been widowed men or single men or divorced, whatever they are, and they don't have that sort of family connection to get Yes. together. And, you know, even if they're not, you know, really, you know, good with their hands as far as making and building, they mix with guys that are, and sometimes they just sit around and have a coffee and a chin wag, if you like. But so what other things, as far as you're concerned, can help in trying to lower the suicide rate that we've got at the moment?
Well, definitely spending time with other men. And Ben, we as human beings, it's kind of like a program on a piece of technology that's not very useful. There's a virus in our programming as men that exists that has us, that we can't talk about our feelings. We're not allowed to ever cry or break down. We have to hold it all together. And it's a virus, and it's actually making us sick. And if you don't need to believe me, you can look at the statistics of all the men killing themselves, is because they've disconnected from themselves and their connection to that they're not alone. And so many of us as men, as a virus, as a program, actually think we're alone in this world. And when we can spend time with other men, as just a sense of camaraderie and friendship, then what tends to happen is we realize we're not. And then the suicide actually goes down. So it works not just in friendships, but in business as well. So it's quite interesting, just by being together with other men and setting the container to have a conversation that is real and authentic, and that it's okay to not have it all together. And it's okay to not be so tough, because ultimately what I've realized within myself is that the fact that I care about this planet, care about my other brothers and sisters in this world, is actually my biggest strength. And I used to think because I cared, it was a weakness.
So it's sort of the empathy, and I guess too, like, again, sort of from my experience living in a rural community, it's not just, I mean, there's the suicide but it's also men's health in general, where men tend to, as you say, you called it the virus, but where men tend to sort of, when they get sick, they either don't go to the doctor or they're sort of hardwired to say, oh, well, I'll tough this out, you know. And in reality, they should be getting to the doctor because, you know, it could be a heart attack, could be whatever. So a lot of men die prematurely because it seems to be that women, and I don't want to generalise, women tend to talk about their health issues with other women and get sort of collegial support. But men tend to sort of say, oh, well, I'll take that on the chin. I'll be tough. I'll tough out this pain, or, you know. And so, again, I guess it's bringing men together.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. It's like men won't tend, not all men, but some men won't tend to reach out, and they'll try and especially in the certain, there's cultural norms, like in Australia specifically, it's like the hard guy that suffers, it gets a medal of honor of some sort, which is kind of, which can be very taxing on the men. And perhaps we need to, it's time we look at not what separates us, but what unifies us as men. And what unifies us is that we all love our families. We want more peace. We want more harmony. And it's time we start open up about that, or else we just get sick and we don't go to doctors.
Yep. Exactly. It's sort of bringing back that sort of thing that's sort of been lost a bit, where, you used to have the extended family once upon a time, you know, mum, dad, the kids, grandparents, whatever, and you had all that sort of family support. And it seems in the sort of the modern era that's sort of lost. You know, the kids grow up, or they go and they move away because of work situations. The grandparents are either, you know, in a home somewhere, or they're off, you know, being grey nomads, and you sort of almost lose that sort of family support as well. And if you're divorced or single or something, and you're living in particularly, you know, and the cities can be just as isolating as the bush. If you're in a suburb and you don't know anyone there, you don't know what community activities are taking place, it's very hard.
Yeah, it really is. And that's why I created the Brotherhood, is because the guys can get around and talk about business. And then also there's a sense of camaraderie and inside of that brotherhood, which really seems to get the people out from the rural areas and brings them to come together, because we need a network. We can't survive alone, and no one succeeds alone.
Yep, true. Very true.
Yes. I just want to add to that. I just thought of, you know, the whole thing about boys don't cry, you know, like the old Cure song, Boys Don't Cry. And if boys weren't meant to cry, they wouldn't have tear ducts, right? So I guess if you're denying a natural bodily function such as crying, you know, that anger, that sadness, that whatever it is that happens for people when they cry, those emotions would end up as some kind of disease in the body, right, which could end up leading to depression or leading to anxiety or something like that, which could end up leading to suicide. And, you know, this is something that's becoming an increasing problem, isn't it, Jeff, now with entrepreneurs and business people who feel alone. They don't really know who to talk to. They're wanting more out of their life, and they're feeling, you know, very lost. So can you explain a bit about, you know, what you've noticed with entrepreneurs you've been working with? What are they looking for, and how does your brotherhood help them?
Well, what's interesting is with the high performing entrepreneurs, the ones that so called quote made it, you know, they've got the white picket fence, a nice car, then their company might be in the millions, and they've made it, is that they realize that the game's rigged, and that even though they've so called made it, they feel still a void inside of them, and they're looking for more. The question is, what is that more? And that more is a relationship to themselves at a deeper level as a leader. And it's hard to admit it at times especially when everyone says you've made it. And what I find is that I work with some of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world, and I've seen them cry too. So, and break down. And it's not just entrepreneurs. I mean, in my brotherhood, I also had a guy that was on tour to Iraq multiple times, and there were a lot of things that he shared. That he really felt guilty and shameful about, and he had to talk about it, and the other brothers supported him, and he was able to to move that. And that supports him because often not just the entrepreneurs, but the soldiers, every man that has experienced to live in this world right now, there's some trauma in this world and we need a place to talk about it and talk openly.
Yeah, beautiful. And in the old days, you know, this is exactly what happened in the old cultures, wasn't it? Is that the men had men time, the women had women time, and then they'd come back together. So can you share a little bit more about that, about how we can learn from the ancient cultures?
It's interesting. It's ancient the ancient technologies, which is the men would spend time with men, and then women would have their women circles, and they'd come back together, and they'd actually be working more in better harmony with each other. Or it can be often misconstrued as, why are you just meeting with men, or why are the women just meeting? It's because men can share things with just men around that they can't share when when there's women around. And then they come back together and they're stronger and there's more harmony between the two, the masculine and feminine. And then they actually create more from there instead of actually fighting each other.
Mm, beautiful. So the jealous wives and husbands, etc., you know, that say, oh, what are you going off to the pub to see your mates for or whatever, you know, they should just get over it and just give their partner some time away.
Ultimately they'll get better. If they let their partner go out with their guy friends and then she goes out with her girlfriends, what I've seen is ultimately they have better sex when they come back to each other. So maybe it'd be good for everybody.
Yes, more orgasms, happier planet, more peace.
Happier planet, more orgasms. And then, you know, exactly. That's what we're after. More orgasms.
That's really what it's all about. That's what everyone aspires to become more like bonobos whenever there's any kind of, you know, anger in any kind of community. Just have sex and let it out and then live peacefully and happily ever after and eat from the earth, you know, the berries.
That's right.
You know, naturally as possible.
More live sex. More sex and everyone's just happier. It's a technology in itself, sex.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, beautiful. Brad, have you got some questions for Jeffrey?
So, Jeffrey, what about music? What sort of music do you listen to? Like, do you stream music or?
Yeah, one of my
records or buy CDs?
So, I heard cassettes are big. This is who you're talking. The thing is you know, a while ago, I had CDs, obviously, and what I've seen is, if you asked me to play a CD right now, I couldn't even do it. That's how amazing technology is just shifting. I'm really just on, you know, Spotify, listening to music. I'm on MP3s, get them from my friends. I mean, that's the way music is shared right now. But you're making me have a blast from the past in my head. It's like,
but what about vinyl though? Because some people, you can't, like, physical music is on vinyl now. A lot of people are buying vinyl. What's your view on people buying vinyl and versus streaming music, you know, because you can't look at that stuff on streaming music, can you?
Yeah, you know, the vinyl's like an art in itself. It's going to be kept as art, and it should be kept. My dad even has his old, the first Mac, you know, those Macs that were gray and white.
Yes.
I think he could sell it on eBay for a whole bunch of money, but he's keeping that thing.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Where can they get hold of you if they want to ask you more? We need to wrap up the podcast in about 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. They can go to Jeffrey, Jeffrey Slater, SLAYTER.com. I got lots of documentaries, free stuff. They can just go to town. It's really a pretty thorough website with a whole lot of gifts.
You're a legend, mate. You're a legend. Appreciate your time being on the podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you, brothers. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, man. Daryl Hunt, what about you?
You can catch me at Learnscape on the Twitters, and I'm still using Google Plus. Grandpa's still using Google Plus, so I'm doing that, and also I'm on LinkedIn and Facebook. And
what's the grandpa's name?
Oh, God knows. You'll have to put that as a quiz question, a question for the subscribers, you know. But no, maybe he's made an appearance today, but I won't bring him out too often because I don't want to get him bored. I don't want to get people going, my God, this guy's a one-trick pony. He just tried to make the ads a bit, or the ad for Furious Marketing. a bit more fun. So, you can find me on Learnscape on the Twitters and Daryl Hunt at Google Plus and LinkedIn and Facebook and Friend Feed and MySpace and.
Hey, Daryl, can you get him back near the outro just for a minute, maybe? Oh. Go ahead, Jacob.
Well, you can find me at JazzBot32669 on Twitter.
This is going to be sort of, this is degenerated into a sort of, you know, a voice off. Voices at 50 meters.
Okay, you can get me on Twitter at Brad on the Tech Webcast. Auden, what about you? Can you do any funny voices or?
Yes, I can. Like, I actually did a dolphin voice for a radio commercial once, and it pretty much went like this. Hello, I'm a dolphin. Anyway, we won't go there. That was quite a while ago, and let's just move on, shall we? I just want to add, for Jeffrey, he's awesome. Check out also thebusinessbrotherhood.com as well for Jeffrey, which we didn't mention there, and of course jeffreyslater.com. Personally, for me, you can connect on aaxposemeet.com, and you can Google me, Alden Alton A, on all the major social media channels. I love to connect with you. I've got my YouTube channel with my own shows on there as well. And it's been fantastic to be on the show once again. And Jeffrey's been awesome. So check him out. He's coming to New Zealand soon, businessbrotherhood.com. It's only just launched, and it's going to be all over the place. So make sure you check him out and check him out online as well.
And next week, Alderman, another one of your friends is going to be on next week.
Yes, actually, Neve Cronin, who's actually Jeffrey's partner, who's also an awesome lady. She's from Ireland, Neve, and she's actually doing a sisterhood circle. So she's been doing some awesome work around that. So she'll be our guest next Saturday at noon. So you'll hear from the other half. And she's awesome, brilliant woman as well, just as Jeffrey is. So both well worth checking out. And of course they're on the Facebook as well, and all the main social media. So yes, check those guys out. So Neve will be on next week, and we'll be talking about sisterhood. So we'll be balancing out the testosterone and the estrogen next week.
Stuff.
Cool.
Jacob, what about you? We're going to get hold of you if they want to ask you any questions.
I already said so.
Oh, did you already said? Okay. What about you? Is Jeff on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Yes. They go to my name, Jeffrey Slater.
Okay, awesome, mate. All right, follow him on Twitter. What else, Daryl? Is that about it?
That's about it, I think.
You can do the outro and bring that guy back in if you want to. It's up to you.
All right.
Can I just say before you wrap up, Jeffrey, is there anything else you want to add?
No, I'll just leave that it's really – this is a time where the guys, they stop looking at what separates each other and starts looking at what brings us together. So it was an honor to be on the show and an honor to be with all you guys. Thank you.
Come back on any time. Jeff, you're a legend, mate. I'd love to have you back on any time you want.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yes, excellent.
All right. It's all on you.
As Leo Laporte would say, another tweet – another tech webcast is in the can, and I'm going bye.
Bye.
I need a website.
Bye.
What, Pop? I need a website.
Well, if you're like Pop and you need a website, why not get on the internet and type furiousmarketing.com.au? They build all types of websites and can also help you with marketing your website. Furious Marketing can also be found on Facebook at Furious Marketing. So for all things website and marketing, you should be following furiousmarketing.com.au.
Is they furious at me, son?
Shh, no. That's their name and the ad's over.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast.
Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer. Boom!